We had a great lunch, and by now the sun has come out and the weather has cleared up. Now we're walking back to the village to go to the Museum of Illusions, where we'll also have a challenge. How exactly that looks like, I don't know yet. Let's see. Day number two of the bachelor party. Everyone's a bit tired. It's a beautiful day and we're about to go on buses to drive to some caves about an hour from Ljubljana, where we're gonna see an animal that only exists here in Slovenia, the human fish. It's a huge cave system there. We're gonna walk, hike in there for a bit and then find this human fish. We have two buses and we're using the time to brainstorm stuff for Fabian's wedding journal. Good fun. After roughly a 15-minute train ride, we've arrived now and we stepped off the train. Leaving right now. Pretty impressive cave system. Excited to hear more about how this cave came into existence, when they've discovered it, what they're doing with it. Sometimes it comes in handy to be the guy with the camera. The tour guide just allowed me to go to a different route and get to the highest point of the cave, which I'm reaching right now. I think because he thought I'm the official photographer of our group. Pretty incredible view up here at roughly 80 or 90 meters above where we started. Pretty impressive. One thing that's super impressive about being in this cave is how time is relative. Many of these stalactites and stalagmites, they grow only 1 centimeter per 100 years. So one that's like 2 meters high has been growing for 20,000 years, which is an incredible amount of time. And there's some that are even much, much higher. So this entire cave is moving this so slowly that within the last 200 years since this cave has been opened, there's never been anything that broke down or fell off by natural reasons. Pretty impressive, makes you kind of puts the human life at scale. Our entire lifespan, 100 years when we grow and we go through so many experiences. One of these stalactites and stalagmites only grows 1 centimeter maximum. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive cave system. It seemed like everyone liked it. Everyone saw something that they hadn't seen before and were impressed by the gigantic size of this system. And of course, we heard Fabian sing, which was a fun experience that I'm not gonna forget anytime soon. Great lunch, and now we're on the way back to Ljubljana. This trip is already coming towards the end. A nice dinner plan for tonight. I think we hit a pretty good mix of structured versus unstructured time. We spent a lot of time together and still we half the time is about structure stuff, games and like this tour here, and then the other half is also super super valuable time, or even more valuable time that happens around that, where we get to know each other better and understand who's where in life and who wants to go where and what we value in each other. Sunday morning, just before 5 a.m. and we're about to head back to Switzerland. Just got to the airport. We had a pretty scary ride to the airport. For some reason the cabs that we ordered did not show up, and so we had to take taxis on the street, and the guy that I took was almost certainly on drugs and hadn't slept in a while. It was just a scary experience. I'm glad we all made it, and now we're going through security. Back in Zurich, we just landed, made it out of the airport, and now we're getting on a train to go to the local mountain here in Zurich. There's a few people that couldn't join for the 3-day trip, so we decided to also have a brunch here. This is where we're gonna have brunch in a minute. It's Monday and I'm back in the office. I recover incredibly well from this accident. My shoulder still hurts and I still have some tape wrapped around it. But other than that, it's almost like my body was never in an accident. Because I was recovering so quickly, I decided to go on this bachelor trip for Fabian that I had organized. It started last week at the airport. I sent everyone the QR code from their boarding pass so no one knew where we were going, which in itself was the first surprise. And then we had a super, super nice 3 days of just having a good time together, getting to know each other better and Of course, we had some fun activities planned, but I think overall it went really well. But if there's one takeaway that I could pass on, it's that if you have a group of, let's say, 5+ alpha animals, so people who are naturally used to taking the lead, then just surprise them. Don't tell them what you're gonna do, because if you do, chances are someone will not like some part of the program or will try to improve it. And that just ends in some sort of a chaos, or at least in a situation where not everyone is happy with what everyone else is doing. Whereas now, where I was just taking the lead and I was surprising everyone with everything, I never told them anything in advance, came out to be a super, super nice experience. I think Fabian was happy throughout and with what we did. So that was the most important part to me. All right, and now it's time for me to get back to business. And with that, I'll see you tomorrow.